It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. When you're retired, you don't know what day it is, Shane. So it's Tuesday. We're here every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Also, I want to welcome all of our new subscribers. We've got some new subscribers, Shane. I want to welcome those folks. Thanks for joining us and being with us. And if you'd like to subscribe, why not? Your chances of being killed by a volcano will not decrease at all. You'll be fine. So subscribing will not change your life.
Or an alligator.
Or any way at all. Well, maybe the people in Florida might be in trouble, but everywhere else, no. So subscribe. And if you are worried about, well, gosh, I can't compute 10 o'clock Mountain Time to where I am, ring the notification bell. You don't have to compute it. It will let you know in your time zone when we're there. What a deal. I mean, isn't the internet amazing? And that's it. And like us and leave a comment, because YouTube moves us up in the search stuff, so more people can find us, and we like that. If you like support us monetarily, Patreon, there's a link in the description below. And we're brought to you by StreamYard, and it's so easy to use. There's a link in the description below if you want to make videos like this. Wow, it's easy. Even I can do it. Even Shane can do it. Even Shane and Tom can do it.
I can't do it. No.
Oh, well. Well, I can. So, I mean, you know, I'm the dumber of the two of us. So.
Sure.
All right. Petrochemicals, more than just gasoline. And boy, ain't that the truth. It is more than just gasoline. We breathe it, we drink it, we eat it, we wear it everywhere, every moment, every day. There's no getting away from petrochemicals, Shane. So what are they and why do I care?
Well, this is another ongoing, you know, podcast that we're doing because it's relevant and we're always wanting to be ahead of the curve. So, you know, the people that are so intent on global warming and wanting to go green and, you know, and the oil industry as we know it, seem to forget, like the women on The View yesterday, you know, that or Monday, they were in the Bahamas complaining about Roe versus Wade being turned over, and they were in the Bahamas, which is illegal to get an abortion in. Like, you know, this is why we have these podcasts, so people... Yeah. Maybe have some better knowledge of what we're dealing with. They're two common petrochemical classes, and petrochemicals are derived from oil and through the refining process, and they include ethylene and propylene and what are called aromatics, and which basically are used to create benzene, toluene, and xylene isomers. Now, these are important because of what we tell you. They're important for lubricants, elastomers, fibers, resins, and plastics. But the most important one, of course, is lubricants. And that's because industry requires them for the ball bearing. The ball bearing was the greatest creation of the 19th century to enhance the production of machines to help, particularly like in clothing and cars and everything else. So without the lubricants from petrochemicals, no industry. The second thing is 90% of everything you walk through every day in your life has oil in it, some form rather of petrochemical from oil. Yeah. So, you know, until that is substantially provided for, you know, it's one of these situations that's difficult. Now, sugarcane and other plants, thank you, can be used to make something similar but not replace it. So it's one of these things, you know, that people don't talk about, and there's no comments, there's no, you know, there's no conversation. It's just a, we can't have this, right? This is really bad. So the big need for petrochemicals, of course, came out of the need for synthetic rubber in World War II. And that's why this industry was created, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things these things are made from. I mean, everything from vitamins to football cleats to nail polish, toolboxes, you name it. I was going to put up the full list, but it's too small to read. So I just went with the regular list, Shane. So that's what we're looking at.
And the big ones on the list are solvents, diesel fuel. And of course, there's a shortage of it because production at refineries in the U.S. particularly have slowed down. Motor oil, I guess and bearing grease. I mean, those, stuff as crazy as floor wax, sweaters, so they don't wrinkle, golf bags and toolboxes, like you said. And anything with plastic. I mean, petrochemicals are plastic, and it's made famous by movies in the 50s because that's after World War II. That's when they really took off, so they've only been around for 75 years.
Yeah,
The Graduate. Remember?
Yeah, plastics.
The husband of the wife he had an affair with, trying to get him into
plastic. One word. One word, plastics. That was it. So,
and he forgot all about that because he's a greener today.
Yeah. Right. Well, as you mentioned, there are a couple of things on the list here. Styrene, obviously, that's one of the most common ones. That's the disposable cups and cup that Richard Dreyfuss crushed in the Jaws when Quint crushed his beer can. Dreyfuss crushed his cup. And insulation, other parts, ethylene used as an anesthetic. Mm-hmm. And it's also metal welding, high velocity thermal spray, refrigerant. It's used in the extraction of rubber. Benzene is used to make plastic resin, synthetic fibers, rubber lubricants, dyes, detergents, drugs, and pesticides, glues, adhesives, cleaning products, paint strippers, tobacco, smoke, and gasoline have those in there. And benzene is produced naturally by volcanoes and forest fires, Shane. So
that's right. We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Propylene is used mainly to produce polypropylene plastics for injection molding. That's where all the plastic parts of your car come from and all of that stuff. And the upholstery, all of that comes from propylene. And toluene is found naturally in crude oil and oil refining. And it's used in paints, lacquers, explosives. TNT has that. Glues, paint thinners, cleaners, nail polish, glues, ink stain removers. And the last one we want to talk about, because it's used quite heavily in farm animal food, but naphtha is, it's in solvents, it's paints, all sorts of asphalts, rubber industry, industrial extraction processes, all of those things contain naphtha. So it's definitely something that we need, Shane. So, yeah.
And interesting, styrene is, of course, the most expensive because it's styrofoam. You all get it. Everything you buy in the meat department is in a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Most everything in the bakery is in a styrofoam, bottom.
Yeah.
Styrofoam is in all the fast food industries, for maintaining warmth for the, food they serve you. And as we say, if you walk in and buy a cheeseburger meal at your local Arches, what you consume as a human being is less expensive than the packaging. Styrofoam, the paper, the plastic straw, the plastic cup, the wax on the plastic cup, the cover, and so forth. I mean, all of that you throw away, you don't even spend 5 minutes of your life with, goes yeah. in the garbage can. It's more expensive than what you paid for everything else. And that's the, you know, that's the waste of the 20th and 21st century. So yeah, styrofoam is a very expensive byproduct because of the nature of its production. You know, it has to go through a specific production, and you have to have all the forms to mass produce all the items that people use in particularly the food industry.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, the market of this thing is huge. The worldwide market, $441 billion. That's just U.S. That's just what we used. And, you know, $2.29 billion in production capacity. And then, as we mentioned, naphtha earlier, the most used petrochemical and feedstock worldwide, and fertilizers and other other items, Shane, life without petrochemicals would be, I don't know, we'd be in the Stone Age
We'd be back in 1300 years, literally. I mean, we really would. Well, at least back to the 1800s, let's say.
Well, at least somewhere back there.
And, you know, it's quite fascinating, too, because the biggest consumer, of course, 54% of petrochemicals in the world are consumed by China. But DuPont and Exxon are the two largest in the top 10 petrochemical companies in the world. BASF out of Europe, of course, is one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. And then you have Eastern European countries or companies. Mm-hmm. And most of them you've never heard of, maybe Mitsubishi Chemical, but LG Chemical for plastics, that's Taiwan. Ineos is European, SABIC European. Sinopec is South Korea. So, I mean, you look at the industry itself, as Tom has pointed out, and it's a massive industry, second only to the oil industry, that no one talks about. And with so much of what we have being so inexpensive, like clothing, is because of petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. So with 7.5 to 8 billion people in the world, no matter what pictures you see of third world countries, they're all wearing petrochemical clothing
in some form or
they're
other.
All using petrochemical netting, you know. So without this, 80% of the third world's protein comes from the ocean. So all ocean gear, petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. I mean. Mm-hmm. The only thing on a fishing boat that isn't is the wood they built it with. Everything else on it is built out of petrochemicals.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're wherever you are right now, unless you're listening to us on your smartphone out in the middle of nowhere, you're That's surrounded. Right. You're surrounded by paint, carpet, linoleum, wood stain, glass, you name
plastic.
It, man.
All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think getting rid of fossil fuels. Let's just assume for the sake of argument that all the electric vehicle guys are flaking out right now. Let's just assume that the 200 million cars on the road were replaced tomorrow by electric vehicles. Do you realize what the cost of your cleaning products, your paint would go to replace that gasoline from the other petrochemical companies?
Exactly right. I mean, other than the battery, everything in that vehicle, 60% of an electric vehicle is petrochemicals. It's plastics and it's lubricants and, so, I mean, it's like watching what happened this week with Roe versus Wade on Friday. Yeah. And within 10 minutes, of it being released on the internet, you had all these people protesting, about it. And it just shows you how dumbed down the American people are.
Yeah.
It is not outlawed. Mm-hmm. It's just for the states to decide.
Yeah. And they were all carrying ready-made signs made with petrochemicals.
Yeah, saying it's outlawed and, get rid of No, it's just this is the same thing with the Green Deal. I mean, this is why we keep talking about and having these podcasts, because all this information that we've gone over now for 3 months, from archaeology to geology to biology, science, and now even oil and petrochemicals, it shows you that, the glory and greatness of man is not enough to control the planet, number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a sad reality when you're dealing with secularists that have no belief in God, so they think in the grade of man. And what we're telling you today and explaining to you with science, fact, I mean, we're not, Tom and I aren't oil experts. We just read a lot, okay?
But
the point is that this whole new Green Deal and this, you know, the planet is going, you know, in the the shiffer because of it. It's just it's fool's gold, folks, which we'll talk about next week when we talk about gold and fool's gold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, in answer to the question, petrochemicals, why do I care? Well, you know, if, as I said earlier, if the Green New Deal gets off the ground, you're going to pay more for everything else that is around you.
That's right.
Because, you know, oil and gas make part of the nut that the Exxons and all these other petrochemical companies produce. So when you take a big profit center away, you've got to add the price somewhere else. And it's going to be in paint. It's going to be in plastics. It's going to be in everything else that that's out there. And you, in order to keep your profits, you know, your profit margin where it has to be to stay in business.
That's right. And the oil refining of oil, there's a reference to it. It's called fluid catalytic cracking to create petroleum byproducts like what we're talking about, petrochemicals.
Yeah.
And it's, there's a lot of steam cracking involved in being able to create natural gas liquids. Ethane and propane. Now, here's your problem, though. Not all of oil that's cracked and refined produces, petrochemicals. So what are you going to do with the byproducts if you outlaw them? I mean, you're going to create a bigger problem because you have to have the petrochemicals, but you can't get rid of the byproducts from it. So, the only choice you'd have is to pump it back somehow back in the ground, which only would accelerate the cost of the petrochemical you wanted. So, again, the nuances here are subtle, but they're very important. And they have to be a part of any chemical conversation that you have. So now you have the information to do that. Now you can stand up and sit down and shout out loud and say, hey, I can tell you why this whole, you know, global warming thing is a dog whistle.
Yeah, for sure. Well, just as a reminder, we breathe, drink, and wear petrochemicals everywhere, every moment, every day. There's no getting away from them. So if you want to, wherever you are right now, if you just want to look around and picture none of the stuff in your room or in your car or wherever you happen to be watching or listening, you know, you're going to like your life.
That's right. And Tom and I will tell you, because we're old school and we're in the, you know, the our generation, baby boomers. So just two quick examples. You use Tide Pods or any kind of pods today, do your washing. This is a huge difference. When we were growing up, Tide came in a box that was like 12 inches wide, 4 inches deep, and 2 inches high.
Yeah.
And it weighed 5 pounds. And it was full of talc and detergents.
Yeah.
And the talc was just waste. It just, the washing machine would wash it out. Tide put it in to make it look bulky so that it looked like the box was really a good deal. And it was like $4 or $5 back then. I remember that. But the point I'm trying to make is today it's a pod. All right. So that when you look at a consumer product that's used all the time in the first world, and there's so many of them like that, you have to have some common sense in understanding the importance of what petrochemicals are. They have a soft benefit to them, and they have a bad one because in their production phase, it can be very dangerous. And we know that from the Dow explosion in India, 20, 30 years ago, that resulted in massive numbers of people dying. Dow paid big for it finally after 20 years. Mm-hmm. But you remember as a kid, Tom, our jeans and our shirts were all wrinkled and they
came out of the
dryer.
Sure. Yeah.
And our mom had to, you know, if she's nice enough, she'd even iron our underwear because it was all wrinkly. But our shirt, and you know, I've been along came these petrochemical wonders for clothing in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And like this shirt I have on now, I hang it up every day after I wear it.
Yeah.
And, you know, once every 2 weeks because I wear it four times, I wash it.
Sure.
But it comes out, looks brand new, not a wrinkle on it. Petrochemicals, baby.
So exactly right. Yeah. Well, even the Tide pod, the thing that holds the pod, is plastic. It's a dissolvable stuff that you know, you throw a couple pods in there, the whole thing dissolves. And but without petrochemicals, you know, you're not going to have Tide. Period. You know.
Well, and there's a petrochemical binder in the the solution of that of that to bind it. So, again, you know.
That's what I say. Yeah, you're not getting away from it. The reason we're bringing this up today is, and we'll go into maybe our final thoughts on this. The way we're bringing this, why we're bringing this up today is because everybody goes after fossil fuels, but they don't realize that fossil fuels are a hell of a lot more than just gas and, you know, diesel, oil for your car, jet fuel and all of that stuff. You know, when you look around wherever you are, as I said 100 times, you know, everything behind me, all the books, all the paint, the stain on the bookcases, paint on the walls, the curtains, everything has petrochemicals in it. Now, I mean, none of that stuff would be there.
That's right. There's that old expression, you know, you make milk and then you have the cream on top, you know, like that's the extra money is the cream.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it's not the oil. The oil is the cream.
Yeah.
It's the petrochemicals they're after because they sell for more money. And the cream on top, well, it's, you know, 60%, you know, is the byproduct, which is jet fuel, gasoline, diesel, you know, and so forth. But of course, diesel has to be redefined with, you know, petrochemicals to become diesel. But anyway, having said that, it's just a wonderful reality to become aware of something we just take for granted. And we're going to see this accelerate in price.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be concerned that there's inflation.
Yeah.
This has a lot to do with it because as the price of gasoline goes up or the price of oil, a barrel goes up, so do the price of petrochemicals.
Yep.
And that in everything. So you want to know why inflation is double digit and going higher? Mm-hmm. Because no one's having this conversation. No one in the media wants to say to you, the first world, oh, and by the way, inflation is so great because oil is going up, so petrochemicals are becoming more expensive, which is in everything, and that's why the price of everything's going up. So
absolutely.
It's not because of the price of gas for a car.
No.
It's the price of petrochemicals that's causing this inflation, folks. That's why Tom and I called this last November. This was my key lock, was the price of petrochemicals, and no one talks about it. Nobody. Not even mentioned.
Yeah. No, it isn't mentioned anywhere, I need to remind you, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we are award-winning, by the way. We're live on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. You can do that anywhere in the world. All you got to do is click listen now. Nothing to join, no sign-ups, no email. All you do is just go there and listen. You can call us. You can text us. All of that is available. And also our past shows, including this one, will be on Tom and Shane podcast at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken right over there to where we are. We're also on iHeartRadio, iHeart.com. Just do a search for Tom and Shane. Go down to the podcast area. We'll be the first ones listed, and you can hear or view our past shows there as well, iHeart.com. So, all right, Shane, petrochemicals. Can't live without them. That's
right. Uh-oh, that sounds like something very similar we've heard before, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. Nope, that's for sure. All right, so. All right.
Yeah, we can't go woke and be politically incorrect at the end of a show. No, it might go viral.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Petrochemicals are like women. Can't live without them.
That's for sure. There it is. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, let us know what you'd like to hear in the future. And thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next podcast, which will be coming up this coming Thursday.